Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. I did some research trying to identify the top five eye diseases. I found out that not everyone agrees on what the top five are. So by combining the information I found and using some creative mathematics, I determined that they are, in order, number one, cataracts, number two, diabetes-related eye problems, number three, refractive errors, number four, macular degeneration, and number five, glaucoma. So for the next few weeks, I will bring you the basic information about each of these vision problems, along with research that is being done on the topic. This week, it'll be the number one eye disease, cataracts. And first, I'll tell you all about it, and then I'll have some research information for you. This information came from the National Eye Institute. Their website is www.nei.nih.gov. They start with facts about cataracts. This information was developed by the National Eye Institute to help patients and their families search for general information about cataracts. An eye care professional, remember, who has examined the patient's eyes and is familiar with his or her medical history is the best person to answer specific questions. The big question, the first one, what is a cataract? A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye that affects vision. Most cataracts are related to aging. Cataracts are very common in older people. By age 80, more than half of all Americans either have a cataract or have had cataract surgery. A cataract can occur in either or both eyes, and it cannot spread from one eye to the other. What is the lens? The lens is a clear part of the eye that helps to focus light or an image onto the retina, and the retina is the light-sensitive tissue at the back of the eye. In a normal eye, light passes through the transparent lens to the retina. Once it reaches the retina, light is changed into nerve signals that are sent to the brain. The lens must be clear for the retina to receive a sharp image. If the lens is cloudy from a cataract, the image you see will be blurred. And at this point in the article, they show two pictures side by side, showing the first one, how you would see these two charming little boys with normal vision, and the second picture showing how you would see them with a person with cataracts. The first picture shows a little blonde-haired, tussle-haired boy on the left holding a bright orange ball in front of him, and a dark-haired, dark curly-haired boy on the right. He has a turquoise and black striped shirt on, and he's holding a red and white soccer ball in front of him. They're smiling broadly at the camera. Very bright, very clear, very crisp picture with normal vision. On the other hand, the same scene when viewed by a person with a cataract is very, very blurry. You cannot really tell some of the darker colors. You can't distinguish, like, the boards in the fence behind them don't stand out. You can't really even see the eyes of the kids. Their mouths, their smiles are somewhat blurry. In fact, the whole picture is overall blurry, uniformly blurry from one side to the other. This is what a person with cataracts would see. Now, continuing with the article, what causes cataracts? The lens lies behind the iris and the pupil in your eye. It works much like a camera lens. It focuses light onto the retina at the back of the eye where an image is recorded. The lens also adjusts the eye's focus, letting us see things clearly both up close and far away. The lens is made mostly of water and protein. The protein is arranged in a precise way that keeps the lens clear and lets light pass through it. But as we age, some of the protein may clump together and start to cloud a small area of the lens. This is a cataract. Over time, the cataract may grow larger and cloud more of the lens, making it harder to see. Researchers suspect that there are several causes of cataracts, such as smoking and diabetes. Or it may be that the protein in the lens just changes from the wear and tear it takes over the years. How do cataracts affect vision? Age-related cataracts can affect your vision in two ways. The first, clumps of protein reduce the sharpness of the image reaching the retina. The lens consists mostly, as we said, of water and protein. When this protein clumps up, it clouds the lens and reduces the light that reaches the retina. This clouding may become severe enough to cause blurred vision. Most age-related cataracts develop from protein clumpings. When a cataract is small, the cloudiness affects only a small part of the lens. You may not notice any changes in your vision. Cataracts tend to grow slowly, so vision gets worse gradually. Over time, the cloudy area in the lens may get larger, and the cataract may increase in size. Seeing may become more difficult. Your vision may get duller or blurrier. And now the second way that age-related cataracts can affect your vision would be this. The clear lens slowly changes to a yellowish-brownish color. This would add a brownish tint to everything you see. As the lens slowly colors with age, your vision gradually may acquire a brownish shade. At first, the amount of tinting may be small and may not cause a vision problem. Over time, increased tinting may make it more difficult to read and to perform other routine activities. This gradual change in the amount of tinting does not affect the sharpness of the image transmitted to the retina. If you have advanced lens discoloration, you may not be able to identify the color blue or purple. You may be wearing what you believe to be a pair of black socks, only to find out from friends that you are wearing purple socks. Next question, when are you most likely to have a cataract? The term age-related is a little misleading. You don't have to be a senior citizen to get this type of cataract. In fact, people can have an age-related cataract in their 40s and 50s. But during middle age, most cataracts are small and do not affect vision. It is after the age of 60 that most cataracts cause problems with a person's vision. Who is at risk for cataracts? The risk of cataract increases as you get old. Other risk factors for cataract will include certain diseases, for example, diabetes, and you'll hear more about this another time. Also, another risk would be personal behavior, like smoking or the use of alcohol. And yet a third risk would be the environment itself, prolonged exposure to ultraviolet sunlight. Next question, what are the symptoms of a cataract? The most common symptoms of a cataract are the following. There's six of them listed, so six. The first one, cloudy or blurry vision. This is the one you hear about all the time. Secondly, colors seem faded. Third, glare can be a problem. Headlights, lamps, or sunlight may appear too bright. A halo may appear around lights. The fourth one would be poor night vision in general. The fifth one, double vision or multiple images in one eye. And this symptom, strangely enough, may clear up as the cataract gets larger. Double vision in one eye. And the last common symptom would be frequent prescription changes in your eyeglasses or contact lenses. Now, these symptoms also can be a sign of other eye problems. So if you have any of these symptoms, check with your eye care professional. Next question that's answered, are there different types of cataracts? The answer is yes. There are, looks like, four of them that are going to be explained to you. Although most cataracts are related to aging, there are other types of cataracts. Number one would be a secondary cataract. These can form after surgery for other eye problems, such as glaucoma. Also secondary cataracts can develop in people who have other health problems, such as diabetes. Cataracts are sometimes linked to steroid use. Another type would be traumatic cataract. These cataracts can develop after an eye injury and sometimes don't happen until years later, traumatic cataract. A third other type, congenital cataract. Some babies are actually born with cataracts or develop them early in childhood, often in both eyes. These cataracts may be so small that they do not affect vision, but if they do, the lenses may need to be removed. And the fourth, the last type of cataract other than aging cataracts would be the radiation cataract. These are cataracts that develop after exposure to some types of radiation. The next question, how is a cataract detected? Cataracts are detected through a comprehensive eye exam that includes the basic three things for eye exams. Number one, the visual acuity test. This is the eye chart test. It measures how well you see at various distances. The second part of that eye exam should include a dilated eye exam. In this case, drops would be placed in your eyes to widen or dilate the pupils. Your eye care professional would then use a special magnifying lens to examine your retina and your optic nerve for signs of damage and other eye problems. After the exam, your close-up vision may remain blurred for several hours. This is in a dilated eye exam. And the third thing that should be included in every comprehensive eye exam would be tonometry. This is an instrument that measures the pressure inside your eye. Numbing drops may be applied to your eye for this test. And then a final comment about different kinds of how you detect cataracts. Your eye care professional also may do other tests to learn more about the structure and health of your eye. The next section is all about the treatment for cataracts. The first question is, how is a cataract treated? The symptoms of early cataracts may be improved with new eyeglasses, brighter lighting, anti-glare sunglasses, or magnifying lenses. If these measures do not help, then surgery is the only effective treatment. Surgery involves removing the cloudy lens and replacing it with an artificial lens. A cataract needs to be removed only when vision loss interferes with your everyday activities, such as driving, reading, or watching TV. You and your eye care professional should make this decision together. Once you understand the benefits and risks of surgery, you can make an informed decision about whether cataract surgery is right for you. In most cases, delaying cataract surgery will not cause long-term damage to your eye or would not make the surgery more difficult. You do not have to rush into surgery for cataracts. Sometimes a cataract should be removed even if it does not cause problems with your vision. For example, a cataract should be removed if it prevents examination or treatment of another eye problem, such as age-related macular degeneration or diabetic retinopathy. If you choose surgery, your eye care professional may refer you to a specialist to remove the cataract. If you have cataracts in both eyes that require surgery, the surgery will be performed on each eye at separate times, usually 4 weeks apart. A question I'm sure you're wondering about is, cataract surgery effective? Cataract removal is one of the most common operations performed in the United States. It is also one of the safest and most effective types of surgery. In about 90% of cases, people who have cataract surgery have better vision afterwards, 90%. What are the risks of cataract surgery? As with any surgery, cataract surgery poses risks, such as infection and bleeding. Before cataract surgery, your doctor may ask you to temporarily stop taking certain medications that increase the risk of bleeding during surgery. After surgery, you must keep your eyes clean, wash your hands before touching your eyes, and use the prescribed medications to help minimize the risk of infection. Serious infection can result in loss of vision. Cataract surgery slightly increases your risk of retinal detachment. Other eye disorders, such as high myopia or nearsightedness, can further increase your risk of retinal detachment after cataract surgery. One sign of a retinal detachment is a sudden increase in flashes or floaters. And floaters are these little cobwebs or specks that seem to float around in your field of vision. If you notice a sudden increase in floaters or flashes, see an eye care professional immediately. A retinal detachment is a medical emergency. If necessary, go to an emergency service or to a hospital. Your eye must be examined by an eye surgeon as soon as possible. A retinal detachment causes no pain. Early treatment for retinal detachment often can prevent permanent loss of vision. The sooner you get treatment, the more likely you will regain good vision. Even if you are treated promptly, some vision may be lost. So talk to your eye care professional about these risks and make sure that cataract surgery is right for you at this time. Another question for you, what if I have other eye conditions and need cataract surgery? Well, many people who need cataract surgery also have other eye conditions, such as age-related macular degeneration or glaucoma. If you have other eye conditions in addition to a cataract, talk with your doctor. Learn about the risks, benefits, alternatives, and expected results of cataract surgery. Now we'll go through the surgery itself, what happens before, what happens during, what happens after, and the possible problems that you might be facing with cataract surgery. So what happens before surgery? A week or two before surgery, your doctor will do some tests. These tests may include measuring the curve of the cornea and the size and shape of your eye. This information helps your doctor choose the right type of intraocular lens. This is abbreviated the IOL, intraocular lens. You may also, before surgery, be asked not to eat or drink anything 12 hours before your surgery. Next question, what happens during surgery? At the hospital or eye clinic, drops will be put into your eye to dilate the pupil. The area around your eye will be washed and cleansed. The operation usually lasts less than 1 hour and is almost painless. Many people choose to stay awake during surgery. Others may need to be put to sleep for a short time. If you are awake, you will have an anesthetic to numb the nerves in and around your eye. After the operation, a patch may be placed over your eye. You will rest for a while. Your medical team will watch for any problems, such as bleeding. Most people who have cataract surgery can go home the same day, but you will need someone to drive you home. What happens after surgery? Itching and mild discomfort are normal after cataract surgery. Some fluid discharge is also common. Your eye may be sensitive to light and touch. If you have discomfort, your doctor can suggest treatment. After 1 or 2 days, moderate discomfort should disappear. For a few weeks after surgery, your doctor may ask you to use eye drops to help healing and decrease the risk of infection. Ask your doctor about how to use your eye drops, how often to use them, and what effects they can have. You will need to wear an eye shield or eyeglasses to help protect your eye. Avoid rubbing or pressing on your eye. When you are home, try not to bend from the waist to pick up objects on the floor. Do not lift any heavy objects. You can walk, climb stairs, and do light household chores. In most cases, healing will be complete within 8 weeks. Your doctor will schedule exams to check on your progress. And of course, you may wonder, can problems develop after surgery? Problems after surgery are rare, but they can occur. These problems can include infection, bleeding, inflammation in the form of pain, redness, or swelling. You might also notice a loss of vision, double vision, or high or low eye pressure. With prompt medical attention, these problems can usually be treated successfully. Sometimes the eye tissue that encloses the IOL, the intraocular lens, this tissue becomes cloudy and may blur your vision. This condition is called after cataract. An after cataract can develop months or years after cataract surgery. An after cataract is treated with a laser. Your doctor uses a laser to make a tiny hole in the eye tissue behind the lens to let light pass through. This is an outpatient procedure, and it's called YAG, laser capsulotomy. It is painless and rarely results in increased eye pressure or other eye problems. As a precaution, your doctor may give you eye drops to lower your eye pressure before or after this procedure. And I'm sure you're wondering, when will my vision be normal again? You can return quickly to many everyday activities, but your vision may be blurry. The healing eye needs time to adjust so that it can focus properly with the other eye, especially if the other eye has a cataract. Ask your doctor when you can resume driving. If you received an IOL, you may notice that colors are very bright. The IOL is clear, unlike your natural lens that may have had a yellowish or brownish tint. Within a few months after receiving an IOL, your new lens, you will become used to improved color vision. Also, when your eye heals, you may need new glasses or new contact lenses. The next question, what can I do if I already have lost some vision from a cataract? If you have lost some vision, speak with your surgeon about options that may help you make the most of your remaining vision. And then the big question to wrap up almost the end of the article, what can I do to protect my vision? Wearing sunglasses and a hat with a brim to block ultraviolet light may help to delay cataracts. If you smoke, stop. Researchers also believe good nutrition can help reduce the risk of age-related cataract. They recommend eating leafy green vegetables, fruit, and other foods with antioxidants. I'll have some more on that in just a moment. If you are age 60 or older, you should have a comprehensive dilated eye exam at least every 2 years. In addition to cataract, your eye care professional can check for signs of age-related macular degeneration, glaucoma, and other vision disorders. Early treatment for many eye diseases may save your sight. And now, what research is being done? The National Eye Institute is conducting and supporting a number of studies focusing on factors associated with the development of age-related cataracts. These studies include, there are three, the effect of sunlight exposure, which may be associated with an increased risk of cataracts. Second study they're working on, vitamin supplements, which have shown varying results in delaying the progression of cataracts. And the third one, they're working on genetic studies, which show promise for better understanding cataract development. And once again, this information was published by the National Eye Institute, the NEI, which is part of the National Institutes of Health, the NIH. It's the federal government's lead agency for vision research. Now, this part about the vitamin supplements and the nutrition aspect of cataracts intrigued me, so I went to the American Optometric Association, www.aoa.org, for more information. The question they ask at this website is, what is nutrition's link to cataracts? Several research studies show that the antioxidant properties of vitamin C and E may protect against the development and progression of cataracts. Early evidence also suggests that the carotenoids, lutein and zeaxanthin, which are also antioxidants, may also help protect against cataracts. Some research on antioxidant vitamins. The recent studies have shown that these antioxidant vitamins C and E may decrease the development or progression of cataracts. There are some projects that are mentioned here. The Nutrition and Vision Project found that higher intakes of vitamin C reduced the risk for cortical and nuclear cataracts. Results also showed that people who use vitamin C and E supplements for more than 10 years decreased the progression of nuclear cataracts. A second study, this is a recent analysis of results from a national dietary study, the second National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. In that work, they found that higher levels of vitamin C in the diet were associated with lower risks of cataract. And then there is the Nurses Health Study. Cataract surgery was lower among women who took vitamin C supplements for 10 years or longer. And there's also been the Roche European American Cataract Trial. In this study, they found that taking an antioxidant supplement with vitamin C and E and beta-carotene led to a small decrease in the progression of cataracts in less than 3 years. Then there was a longitudinal study of cataracts. Taking a vitamin E supplement for at least a year was associated with a reduced risk of nuclear cataracts becoming more severe. And the final one, the 5-year follow-up to the Beaver Dam Eye Study, showed that people using multivitamins or any supplement containing vitamin C and E had a reduced risk for nuclear and cortical cataracts. Now, there's some research also done on the lutein and zeaxanthin. These are promising nutrients in the fight against cataracts. Lutein and zeaxanthin are the only carotenoids found in the eye. Several recent studies have examined these two nutrients and the risk of developing cataracts. The Nurses' Health Study that I mentioned just moments ago, this study found that people taking high amounts of lutein and zeaxanthin had a reduced need for cataract surgery. On the average, people took around 6 milligrams of lutein plus zeaxanthin each day. There's also the health professionals' follow-up study. They found that eating foods with high amounts of lutein and zeaxanthin, up to 6.9 milligrams per day, led to a reduced need for cataract surgery. And then there was a 5-year follow-up on the Beaver Dam Eye Study that showed that people with highest intakes of lutein and zeaxanthin had significantly lower risk for developing new cataracts than those with the lowest intakes. So where are we going to get these vitamin supplements? Food sources. You can always buy the supplements over the counter as in the vitamin department, but most fruits and vegetables are excellent sources of vitamin C. Oranges, grapefruit, strawberries, papaya, green peppers, and tomatoes are particularly high in vitamin C. Vitamin E is more difficult to obtain from food sources alone, since it is found in very small quantities in food. Good food sources, however, include vegetable oils like safflower oil or corn oil, almonds, pecans, wheat germ, and sunflower seeds. This is for vitamin E. Now, the lutein and zeaxanthin are found together in many food sources. Oh, you have heard this one so many times before. Guess where you can find lots of lutein and zeaxanthin? Dark green leafy vegetables. These are the primary sources of lutein and zeaxanthin. Lesser amounts also can be found in colorful fruits and vegetables such as broccoli, orange-colored peppers, corn, peas, persimmons, and tangerines. Now, eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables each day is what's currently recommended by the National Cancer Institute and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And if you can do this, it's not easy, you can gain more than 100 milligrams of vitamin C and 5 to 6 milligrams of the carotenoids, including lutein and zeaxanthin. Eating 2 servings of nuts and seeds can provide you with 8 to 14 milligrams of vitamin E. But again, that eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables is a little bit tough. So you might want to resort to some over-the-counter supplements. Well, that does it for the information I have on the number 1 eye disease, cataracts. Next week, you'll hear all about diabetes-related eye problems and the research that's being done in that area. Here's a good quote for you to end this program on cataracts. Cataract is the 3rd biggest cause of blindness. The first 2 are religion and politics. Well, I can't find anyone who will admit to being the author of that quote, but it's a good one. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a good week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.